Hare Krishna. I warmly welcome you to this fourth day of your retreat, the Govardhan retreat, which is dedicated this year exclusively to Krishna Katha. And this is a natural development of our retreats. We wanted to give the retreats which we offer a distinct color and a distinct theme. It is easy to identify this color and the theme in our Vashana retreat. It's the Holy Name retreat where we engage in the practice of japa and kirtan. Hear a lot, not so much this year, but we hear instructions how to improve this practice. It took us some time to find the theme for the Govardhan retreat. And as year after year passed, the need became more and more clear to give that retreat also a very distinct identity. And this year, for the first time really, it took us 12 long years, it was clear theoretically already 3 years ago, but for the first time we are actually embarking on this hearing about Krishna Katha, which is according to you know, many devotees, something which in our society is something which is new but which needs to be introduced. Mahaprabhu's movement was carried on through the centuries by the Holy Name, which is the Yuga Dharma, and the discussion of the Bhagavatam, which provides the philosophical but also emotional foundation for kirtan. This is called Sambandha. It makes the connection, the Bhagavatam makes the connection between the individual soul and the Lord. And since it is a rasa shastra, that means a shastra in which we obtain, or through which we obtain a spiritual taste, a spiritual realization, it tells a lot about Krishna, his name, his form, his qualities, and his pastimes. Especially in the 10th canto, we hear about Krishna very exclusively, but already in the first canto, Krishna comes into our awareness as the charioteer of Arjuna, driving him to yet another transcendental heroic feat. When Ashwatthama had released his, after Ashwatthama had killed the five Pandava sons, then Krishna comes and he is addressed, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabaho, Bhaktanam Abhayankara. O Krishna, you are omnipotent and you alone can dispel the fears of your devotees. So the Ashraya Tattva, where we take shelter from the fears of material existence and the turmoils, is already introduced to us in, I believe, the 7th chapter of the first canto. And here in the 10th, he is then described in full color, with all the rasas. Kirtan, as we heard, is known in our movement and becomes more and more known as the years go by, as maybe the central practice of the Hare Krishna people. But hearing the Bhagavatam and sitting down and just hearing about Krishna is something which we need to enter like a river, where we don't really know the cause as of yet, because it is new. So to explain a little bit how to enter this river, I have tried to give you a little informations from based on Srila Prabhupada's teachings on how can you make hearing or shravanam really a sadhana, a spiritual practice. Spiritual practice always has to do two things. It takes you away from worldliness, and it makes you attached to Krishna. Spiritual practice is like the sun, which evaporates the muddy waters of material life, and it reveals to us that which was in darkness before, which was hidden. So we talked a little on what to do, and I would like to summarize this. In the beginning of hearing about Krishna, you can measure how good you do by seeing if the effect which is promised in the Bhagavatam takes place in your heart. That is, the misery, illusion, and fear leave you. There is this shloka. Simply by giving oral reception to this Vedic literature, the feeling of loving devotional service to Krishna, this supreme personality of Godhead, sprouts up at once in the heart. Comes like a little plant which comes from a seed. The seed of hearing gives devotional service, you know. And as a side effect, lamentation, illusion, and fear leave the heart. The Bhagavatam promises that by engaging in the hearing process seriously, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will manifest or appear in the heart within a very short time. So this is the sadhana of hearing. Our Vishakha Mataji, a wonderful devotee and very studious devotee, she knows our philosophy very well, has written a very nice article which had inspired me very much. It's something that, I don't know if she's, are you here, Vishakha? Is Vishakha somewhere here? Yes. What was the magic of hearing? The magic of hearing. Vishakha used the word the magic. Magic means something which is incomprehensible happens by hearing. Krishna comes in the heart and misery and lamentation leave. Now, this promise should make us now interested to understand how will I do my hearing? How is it just that I do it like, you know, is there some more instruction, please, how I should do it? It's almost like I don't know what example I should use here. Something which is new to you, let us say a motor scooter, an electric motor scooter we got, and immediately you want to know, is there some, how do I drive the thing? And we got such a thing by our host in Govardhan. She supplied it, or her husband supplied us an electric motor scooter. And we heard the instruction. See, there's this bottom here. When you press this bottom, then you will go very speedily, up to 40 kilometers an hour. If you don't know about this bottom, it will go very slow, maybe a snail pace of 10 kilometers an hour. So instructions on how to use something is extremely important, and that's what we try to do in the first part of our our Govardhan Katha. Basically, there are three advices how to do. You need to hear first or give oral reception with rapt attention. Now, we were trying to make a little research. What is rapt attention? And our Madhava Prabhu from Alachud in hot and humid Florida has with his magical machine found out rapt means lifted up and carried away. You should hear in such a way that you are lifted up and carried away. Second, transported with emotion. My God, these were Bhagavatam readers who did this Webster's Dictionary. And the third is wholly absorbed. Not holy like a holy man, but holy like whole grains, you know, totally absorbed. So this is what how you should listen. You should lift, you should listen, means you should connect your mind and be carried away. Jiva Goswami writes in his Sandavas an advice. He said, make your mind, no, your mind is the snake. It always winds here and there. Who knows the movement of the mind? Left and right, what is left and right? Sankalpa and vikalpa. Huh? It accepts a thing and it rejects a thing. This happens very much when you hear in a normal way. You accept this and then, oh, it's boring. You switch off. It goes like this. So Jiva Goswami says, your mind is a snake. Listen to Krishna Katha, which is like a flute song, which brings the wavering mind under control. Have you ever seen these snake charmers? Yeah? No? They play this one melody. I've learned it by heart. I will not do it with harmonium. Do 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 do. And again, do 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 do. No, not you. And it goes on like this. And then the snake, which is dangerous, at least in theory. I think in India they take the tooth out. But the snake, which is dangerous, will just be hearing this song. He begins to swing and sway to the song. And then becomes somehow hypnotized, and his biting tendency is subdued. So if you hear the Krishna Katha like that, like your mind is like the snake, which goes usually in snaky movements, accepting and rejection, you just hear that, and you allow yourself to be lifted up and carried away. This is how attentive you should be. Connect your mind with the katha, the shravana. That's a rapt attention, this Prabhupada's word. Then they should be transported with emotion means and wholly absorbed. My God, this is really, I will write to that editorial board of the